Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Beis. Eiver sheyatze mechitzasai, part of a limb, went out of its mechitza. What does that mean, it went out of its mechitza? Well, there's a mechitza where a carbon could be. Kachshei Kadoshim can only be inside the Azara. Kachshei Kalim, like a carbon Shlomim, carbon Pesach, carbon Taida can be all around Yerushalayim, but only up until the walls of Yerushalayim. So we have over here a carbon Pesach, where part of the limb went outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. Really, we're going to learn later, when it comes to the carbon Pesach, it can't even leave the area of where the chabura is sitting to eat it. It's really a much more restricted area. But as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, that iser, you can't remove the carbon Pesach, where the Torah says you can't remove it from the place where you're eating it, that's only the night of the 15th, when the chabura is sitting there eating the carbon. But let's say on Erev Pesach, so the carbon Pesach is like any other Kaddishim Kal. It can't be removed from the walls of Yerushalayim. But here's our problem. Part of this carbon left the walls of Yerushalayim. So what do I do? What do I do? What's the problem? Just chop off the part that went out. You see, any part that goes out can't be eaten anymore. It's not pshat that if you have a carbon that went out of its mechitza, oh, bring it back in and eat it. No. We darshan from a pasuk yibasa besada treifa loisa chaylu. Chazal darshan, any basar that goes out to the field, in other words, it left its mechitza, whether it's kachay kadoshim that left the azara, kadoshim kalim that left Yerushalayim, that basar is considered treifa. You can't eat it at all. So, okay, so I can't eat the part that went out. Why can't I just chop it off? So you tell me why. The problem is you can't break a bone in a carbon pesach. So I can't just make a nice neat chop and chop off the part that went out. I'm breaking a bone. You're not allowed to. We just learned your Chayav Malkus on it. So what can I do? So the Mishnah tells us the following instructions. Chaytach, first cut the meat. And we're talking about the meat that went out, right? I'm going to go to the part over here where I have some of the meat that was still inside, some of the meat went out. I'm going to cut down the middle, separating the meat that went out, which is not good, from the meat that stayed inside that is good, but only until I arrive at the bone. I cannot cut into the bone. Chas v'shalom. I'd be over a lav. So chaytach, you cut, ad shemegia le'etzem, till you get to the bone. What do I do now? I can't cut through the bone. Okay, so now comes the tricky part. This bone is going to be discarded. The whole bone is going to have to be thrown away. Even the part that stayed inside, because I can't break the bone. What I want to do is, I want to save the flesh that's around the bone that was inside. So v'koylev, I'm going to peel off the good meat, peel it back, ad shemegia l'perek, until I get to the end of the bone. Perek is the joint in between the bones, like a perek and a gemara, in between one perek and the other. V'choytech, and then I'm going to cut through. Even though I may be cutting some muscles over there, but that's not included in the iser of shvira se'etzah. So really, I have three things over here. I have the meat that was on the outside that has to be burned. I have the bone that's going to be discarded. Some say if there's a marrow in the bone that could be eaten, it also has to be burned. And I have the meat that I managed to save, the meat from the good part of the bone that I was able to pull back before I cut it. Zakta mishna vaytu b'mikdash, in regard to other hegdish, it's not a problem. There's no issue of cutting the bone. So just chop off the part that went out. Kaitzitz b'kaifitz. Chop it with a cleaver. There's no iser of breaking a bone. Okay, now let's try to understand what's called inside and what's called outside. I have a doorway. So what part of the doorway is on the inside? What part of the doorway, al pi halacha, is considered on the outside? Zakta heilige mishnah min ha'agav v'lefnim kilefnim. From the agav and inside, that's considered inside. Min ha'agav v'lechutz kilechutz is considered outside. Okay, so the only thing left for us to explain is, what is an agav? Zakta batanura, agav is the entire area where the door comes into the frame until it comes to a stop. There's a door frame. Every door like swings back and forth, and you close it until it clicks into place. In other words, from the inside edge of the thickness of the doorway until where the door comes to a close, that's called min agav v'lifnim. That's called inside the city. You can eat Kaddish and Kalim over there. Min ha'agav v'lechutz, from the point where the door comes to a click, to a close, and on the outside, That's called Eitzah. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Chalonos, the windows in the walls of Yerushalayim, the Oivei Achayme, and the thickness of the wall itself. Let's say I'm standing on the roof of the wall. Kilif Nim, that has a din of being on the inside. So in theory, if you want to sit down on top of the roof, on top of the Chayme of Yerushalayim and eat the carbon, you're allowed to, because that's still considered on the inside. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We have part of the limb of the Karban Pesach that went outside. What's called outside? So we said every Karban is different. But as far as the Karban Pesach is concerned, actually, if it's during the time of the Chabura, it can't leave the area where the Chabura is. But let's say on Yod Daled, it can't, like any other Kaddish and Kalim, can't leave the walls of Yerushalayim. So here we have part of the limb that projected outside. What do? I can't just chop it because you can't cut the bone of a Karban Pesach. So you cut down until you get to the bone. Then you kind of peel the meat that's on the good side of the bone, on the inside of the bone, back until where the bone ends, in between the bones by the joint, and then you cut it. By other mikdashim, all you have to do is chop off the part that went out, because there's no issur, shvira se'etzem. And then we explain that from where the door jams and where it comes to a stop, that part and inside, that's called inside. That's called the agaf. And on the outside part of the agaf, it's called the outside. You can have a doorway, but in the doorway where the door comes to a close, if you would close the door, click, it doesn't go anymore. Here's where it stops and I lock it. From that point and in, whether the door is open or closed, from that point and in is called inside. From that point and out is called outside. We also learned that the windows of the chayma and the thickness of the chayma is considered inside, so you can still eat your carbon. You can even sit on the wall of the chayma up on the roof and eat the carbon over there.